presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Using a new electric eye detection device, Doc Beard, who is really J7, the master saboteur, trapped Jungle Jim in the secret tunnel beneath the plantation house. Gloating in triumph over Jim, Beard boastfully paints a horrible picture which places Jim in the deadly torpedo on its mission of destruction, a journey of swift and sure death. In the meantime, Colonel Barrett has reinforced the original patrol of Canal Zone guards, and they are now rushing at full speed for the dock of Beard's plantation on Gatton Lake.
Well, Eddie, there it is. Objective number 6, as they would say in tactical school. Reconnoiter your enemy's position. Never advance without the greatest amount of information possible.
Are you going wacky?
Then close in with a feint from the front and a surprise attack on the exposed flank.
Yeah, sure, but you're in the Navy now. And if you don't slow that engine down, you'll wind up on the beach out of water, you and your tactics.
Well, I was just reviewing some of the lessons we got at school last week. That instructor said you can apply good tactics to any situation.
Well, apply a little less gas to this tub so as we can stop in the water.
Okay. Okay. Oh, there they are. That girl and the tough Indian. What'd they say his name was?
Kolu.
Kolu. What kind of lingo did he get that handle? Why, it sounds like a girl's name.
Well, he don't fight like one. Remember that rumpus we saw him in on the lawn?
Yeah, but it was Miss St. John who fixed that one up. She popped that other guy on the head with a rock. She sure is some gal. I wonder how come she gets herself mixed up in a situation like this.
Boy, oh boy, what you don't know about women.
Huh?
They love excitement. Some of them are much better fitted for these kind of adventures than men are.
Oh, I don't know about that. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I sure do like to see a woman butting around a home. Not fussing with spies and such. Miss St. John's okay anyway.
Come on, lovesick. Get that landing hook and be ready to make fast the dock.
Okay. Hello there.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you. We thought you'd never get over to our side of the lake.
Well, we came as fast as that tub would land us. There's another boatload on the way. Oh, here they come now.
Easy there. How do you do, Miss St. John? Compliments of Colonel Barrett.
How do you do? Seems that whenever I get into trouble, I just have to turn around, and there are my favorite canal guards.
Ah, Miss St. John, you don't know how glad we ought to be of assistance to you.
I never did have time to thank you boys properly for the last time when you rescued me from that shark, Mr.
Sergeant Huff, ma'am. And this is Private Dave Jordan.
He's just acting Sergeant Huff, Miss St. John.
Well, I'm sure glad to meet you both formally. But we have our work cut out for us.
Well, we have orders to take any and all commands from you. So what do you want done, Miss St. John?
Well, Jim, Kolu, and myself are up against a gang of cutthroat saboteurs whose aim is the destruction of the Panama Canal.
Well, why didn't you call us sooner? We'd have come any time you said the word.
Quiet, you. The lady's talking.
Well, Jungle Jim set the hour for me to call you, and you fellows know that orders must be obeyed. He's down in the tunnel now and left word that if he didn't return by 3 o'clock, to call you. Well, here you are, and very welcome, too.
What's he doing down in the tunnel?
That's what we've got to find out first.
Now, whose tunnel, miss?
Will you quit asking silly questions? A tunnel is a tunnel. What difference does it make as to who it belongs to?
The tunnel was built by Doc Beard and connects the house with a huge natural cave containing, among other things, an immense workshop. There, Beard is building the world's largest torpedo, in which he hopes to blow up the Gatton Dam.
Missy St. John.
Yes, Kolu, what is it?
Missy Kitty, I just want to make sure that Pedro is still tied up. He be very quiet.
David and Don, this is Jungle Jim's assistant, Kolu.
Howdy, Kolu.
Hiya, Kolu.
Yes,
who's this Pedro?
The half-breed leader of a renegade bunch who are evidently on the payroll of Beard.
You got him tied up?
Yes. Kolo had to do a little job on him for my sake.
He be right up there in Sun Pit by Big Black Rock.
You want us to do anything with him, miss?
John, I think we should have him brought up to the house and locked up. Then we should go over to the whole place with a fine-tooth comb and lock up any of Beard's gang.
Okay, miss. Hey, you, Riley.
Yes, sir.
Crowley.
Yeah.
Squatters, up that house.
Okay.
Search it thoroughly and bring anyone you find to me. Come on the W, fellas.
Right on.
Hey, what about this fella, Jungle Dim? Don't we want to find out where he is?
I have a funny feeling about Jim for a few hours now. I'll be a lot happier when I see him safe and sound.
Well, let's go then, ma'am. You just give us directions.
First, we've got to make sure that none of Beard's gang left in the house before we go down in the tunnel. The entrance is through a cellar of the house. Why, one of his men armed with a machine gun, and they've got plenty of them, could hold all of us in that tunnel for a week.
Okay. Come on, let's clean up the house first. Now, wait a minute. Better still, I'll leave six men here with you, Miss St. John, and suppose Kolo shows the rest of us the way into the tunnel.
Okay, Don, I'll stay here.
Oh, yeah? You'll come with me. We got work to do.
Well,
and furthermore, Miss St. John has plenty of protection without you.
Well,
thank you, Dave, but I'm sure I'll be all right.
All right, fellas. Now, you three stay here and don't ask any questions. Just take anybody you see prisoner and hold them when we get back. Kolo, you show us the way into the tunnel.
Right this way, Mr. Sergeant.
Goodbye, Miss St. John.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And good luck.
Beard and his workmen are making feverish preparations for the launching of the giant torpedo. Jungle Jim is bound to an iron ring in the rock wall of the cave and is utterly helpless. He can do nothing but think to himself. Where is Kolo? Did Kitty give the signal? Where are Colonel Barrett's canal guards? But he never gives up hope of making some sort of deal with Beard, trying in every way to delay as long as possible the moment when that terrible machine of destruction will be loosed at the Panama Canal. Red Johnson is standing guard over Jungle Jim.
Well, Boy Scout, you tried your good deed, but you'll never get a decoration for the result.
Look, Red, why are you, supposedly an American, working with this Beard and his bunch of saboteurs?
There ain't much choice. What could I do? He's got a bunch of guys that are as crazy as I think he is right now.
You could do plenty, Red. And furthermore, it'd be well worth your while. I can promise you that.
You can promise anything. But right now, you ain't got much chance of delivering. Get me, big boy?
Look, Red, you loosen these ropes right now, and I'll promise not to move till the guard is changed. Then my escape will not be your responsibility.
We'd never get away with that on Beard. He may be crazy on one subject, but he's not a dope altogether. No, I don't think I'm interested.
Well, would you be interested in having the G-man lay off you and be able to return to the United States? Not as a fugitive, but as a free man?
What do you know about that? They haven't got anything on me. They can't prove nothing.
Maybe they can't. But you left the States just the same. Now, if you were to do a favor for the military intelligence, that is, help me to freedom, boy, you'd be surprised at the weight that would carry with the Department of Justice. You see, then, Red, we'd both be free.
Yeah. Yeah, you might at that. But I gotta worry about Beard. He's a tough apple. Think no more of a guy's life than a flea. No, I don't think we can make a deal.
What do you want, Red? Money?
Well, I never found a time when I couldn't use some.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Red. I'll give you $10,000 just to loosen these ropes.
Uh-huh. You don't happen to have that on you in cash, do you?
Don't be foolish.
I was just thinking. Doc Beard might give me $15,000 to tie you up again.
All right, Red. I'll make it 15.
Bud, you bought something. Maybe it's the right thing to do anyway. Yeah. It's a funny thing, Bradley. I really believe you. It ain't often that a guy like me does the right thing.
You'll never regret it, Red. Now, just loosen the knots so as I can work the ropes off when the other guard comes on.
Okay, guy, but remember, it's 15 G's and no kidding.
No kidding, Red. You'll get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. Yeah, we was just discussing the Yankees' chance for the pennant this year, boss.
I don't think Jim is interested in future history, that. He's going to make history with a big noise, and very soon. Very soon.
Well, Doc, it seems as though you've won the last round.
It was inevitable, Bradley. Our organization was so thorough, our plans so deeply thought out and complete. We couldn't fail just because an upstart like you with your so-called Yankee ingenuity came on the scene. Someday your Americans may find out how important planning really is. Until then, you're not a race to be feared in international affairs.
Well, Doc, there's some loose ends of my affairs I'd like to clean up. A few letters and some instructions to my lawyer, things like that. Could I write them now?
Why, surely, Bradley. Red, get some writing things and let Mr. Jungle Jim Bradley write anything he wants.
Yeah.
Because soon we'll enter that torpedo. It will glide down into Gatun Lake. You, Mr. Jungle Jim Bradley, will die for your country. I will die for mine. But you will die in vain.
While Beard was taunting Jungle Jim after interrupting the attempted rescue by Red, Kolo and a troop of canal guards are warily feeling their way through the maze of tunnels connecting the house with the secret underground workshop.
Be this way. Keep head low. Many heavy wood, timber, hold up roof. All right, men. Follow us and quietly, understand?
Can you imagine a place like this? A subway right in our canal zone. We didn't know a thing about it.
Well, we're going to find out plenty before we leave it.
How far we got to go, Colton?
Please, walk quiet. We make in 10 minutes. No run. Make too much noise. You hear that? Quiet, you fellas.
All right, okay, all right, Sergeant. All right, sure. Go ahead.
No. No. Not be that way. That old tunnel block by landslide. Here. Turn right. Keep head down. There. See? See light ahead. That be Beard's cave.
A shot resounds in the lighted cave. Who caused it? Has Red enabled Jungle Jim to escape? Will Kolo and the guards arrive in time? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventures and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and the Little King and the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this time next week over this station. Be sure to tune in.